Next one is Danny Britton, Britton, 62546. Today says 8:14. This is a 78-year-old gentleman on hospice with congestive heart failure, atrial fibrillation, end-stage renal disease, period. In the paragraph, he continues to have a 2-plus edema despite being on diuretics, period. In the paragraph, he has shortness of breath, orthopnea, PND, and difficulty walking, period. In the paragraph, his atrial fibrillation also contributes to his demise and his shortness of breath, period. He has history of angina, uses CPAP, and O2, when he feels short of breath, in quotation, his O2 sat's around 90 now. He refuses to wear his oxygen on a regular basis. He has decreased appetite. His KPS score is 40%. He also has a history of seizure disorder, decreased mentation because of hypoperfusion, period. Patient continues to be at a high risk of sudden death and continues to be eligible for hospice care since his condition is deteriorating related to his CHF, period. His blood sugars are stable because he's not eating very much. And he would benefit from nitroglycerin PRN by bedside because of his orthopnea, PND, and shortness of breath. Patient also has a pacemaker in place. He used to be a manager for wastewater treatment operation here in Houston, Texas, and his wife is his primary caregiver. Overall prognosis continues to remain grave. Thank you.